Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring the fascinating role of a small yet significant part of our brain called the claustrum. A recent study published in Nature Communications sheds light on how the claustrum interacts with the prefrontal cortex, an area linked to decision-making, planning, and social behavior. This research may deepen our understanding of cognitive functions and the neural networks involved in them. To give you a clearer picture, let's unpack the key findings of the study. The researchers utilized an advanced technique called two-photon calcium imaging to observe the dynamics of neurons in the dorsal prefrontal cortex, or DPFC, while stimulating claustrum axons. This method allows scientists to see neural activity in real time, providing insights into how these cells respond to various stimuli. During their experiments, the researchers exposed mice to visual cues while simultaneously stimulating specific axons from the claustrum. They discovered three distinct groups of neurons. 1. Sensory-responsive neurons that react to visual stimuli on their own. 2. Opto-responsive neurons that respond only to the optogenetic stimulation. 3. Opto-boosted neurons that become active only when both types of stimuli are presented together. These findings reveal that not only does the claustrum influence how individual neurons react to stimuli, but it also plays a crucial role in increasing the variability of neural responses while creating a more synchronized network. This suggests that the claustrum helps to regulate the balance between flexibility and stability in neural processing, an important feature for cognitive functions. The research highlighted that when the claustrum was activated, the overall homogeneity of responses in the DPFC increased. Interestingly, when the claustrum's axons were silenced, the DPFC's responsiveness showed an even greater synchronization among cells that typically might not function well together. This raises an intriguing possibility that the claustrum's activation and silencing could provoke different adaptive responses in the neural network. One of the most striking aspects of the study is how this interaction appears to change with experience. The researchers trained mice through Pavlovian conditioning, pairing the visual stimuli with rewards. After training, the claustrum's influence on DPFC activity showed a more pronounced effect, highlighting that experience can fine-tune the brain's circuitry. Now, let's turn our attention to a critique of the research. While the study presents compelling insights into the claustrum's role, there are a few considerations. First, data availability could enhance reproducibility, making datasets publicly accessible is crucial for future research. Second, while the methods are detailed, clearer explanations could improve understanding for those less familiar with optogenetics and imaging techniques. Furthermore, the statistical methods used are strong, ensuring the findings are robust. The authors employed well-established validation processes, such as examining various cell subpopulations and including controls to rule out confounding factors. The novelty of the approach, combining optogenetics with calcium imaging, stands out as a significant advantage of the study. Finally, while the writing is mostly clear, the complexity of some sections might benefit from additional clarity to ensure that a broad audience can grasp the concepts discussed. However, the thorough literature review effectively places this research within the context of existing knowledge, making its findings relevant to ongoing discussions in the field of cognitive neuroscience and bioimaging. In conclusion, the study not only enhances our understanding of how the claustrum modulates neural dynamics in the prefrontal cortex, but it also opens avenues for future investigation into how this modulation can influence cognition. Thanks for tuning in to SciBud. Remember, whether you're a science novice or a seasoned expert, there's always more to explore. Today, we learned about the nuanced interactions between brain regions and how those connections shape our experiences. Keep an eye on those little gray cells, because next time, they might surprise you with their complexity. Until next time, keep wondering and keep learning.